Wow, the United States has just crossed a major fiscal milestone, with national debt now above $40 trillion.
That's a big number, but it's not just a political headline. It's a macroeconomic signal that affects markets, monetary policy, and how investors think about the future of money.
Exactly. At this scale, even small changes in interest rates can have huge budgetary consequences. They can raise borrowing costs, force greater treasury issuance, pressure central banks, and raise long-term inflation risks if debt grows faster than the economy.
The article argues that this debt burden strengthens the long-term case for Bitcoin as a monetary alternative to fiat currency.
Bitcoin was created after the 2008 financial crisis, and it's designed around fixed supply. There's a hard cap of 21 million coins and a transparent issuance schedule.
Unlike government-backed currencies, Bitcoin cannot be expanded at the discretion of a central bank. That's why supporters describe it as digital gold or hard money. In a high-debt environment, investors may increasingly seek assets that are not subject to political or monetary control.
A key part of the argument is what's called fiscal dominance. That's the idea that if government debt becomes too large, monetary policy may shift from controlling inflation to supporting government borrowing.
In that scenario, interest rates could remain lower than appropriate, money supply could expand more than expected, and traditional cash or short-term bonds could lose purchasing power.
That's where Bitcoin becomes more attractive. It's positioned as a scarce, non-dilutable store of value.
However, the article stresses that short-term Bitcoin prices are still heavily driven by macro conditions.
For example, higher treasury yields can make bonds more attractive and push investors away from risk assets.
A stronger U.S. dollar can also pressure Bitcoin, especially during periods of dollar strength.
Global liquidity is another major factor. When central banks ease policy and liquidity expands, risk assets often benefit.
And when liquidity tightens, Bitcoin can behave more like a speculative tech asset.
So the $40 trillion debt milestone does not automatically mean a straight line rise in Bitcoin's price.
The stronger case for Bitcoin is long-term.
If the U.S. continues accumulating debt rapidly, confidence in fiat currency as a neutral store of value could gradually weaken over the coming decade.
Bitcoin benefits from several structural advantages: fixed supply, global accessibility, transparency, and growing institutional adoption through ETFs, corporate treasuries, and regulated financial products.
These factors are helping integrate Bitcoin into mainstream finance.
Investors should watch several key signals: federal budget deficits, the pace and size of treasury issuance, central bank rate policy, global dollar liquidity, and whether institutions, sovereign players, and retail investors continue treating Bitcoin as a serious monetary asset.
The main takeaway is that U.S. debt above $40 trillion adds important context to Bitcoin's role in the financial system.
In the short term, Bitcoin remains volatile and macro-sensitive.
In the long term, rising debt strengthens the case for scarce, transparent assets that are outside direct government control.